We continue with the hereafter. Under the title of the hereafter, we read, belief in the hereafter is belief in the unseen, which is known only to the omnipotent, omniscient creator, Allah, exalted be He, says, did ye then think that we had created you in jest, and that you would not be brought back to us for account? Not without purpose did we create heaven and earth, and all between, that were the thoughts of the unbelievers. But woe to the unbelievers because of the fire of hell. And here we do apologize if it had been recorded before as the believers. This is why I'm reading it back this page. Shall we greet those who believe and work deeds of righteousness the same as those who do mischief on earth? Shall we treat those who guard against evil the same as those who turn sight from the right? Shall we then treat the people of faith like the people of sin? What is the matter with you? How judge ye? In fact, life would be absurd if there were no day of judgment on which all the dead will be resurrected and questioned about their deeds in this earthly life. This can be easily realized by everybody without need for material evidence. In this world, there are many examples in which divine justice is not fulfilled, and we naturally come to the conclusion that there should be some world or life other than this transient one, in which all unsettled issues and deeds of injustice are brought forward in the divine court of justice, and the righteous and the wicked receive their just deserts. Such a day of judgment is extremely necessary, for we see many cruel or wicked people who are devoted to sins and wrongdoing, and yet they lead a happy, comfortable life without getting their due punishment. On the other hand, there are many righteous people who lead a miserable life, during which they suffer from oppression, humiliation, poverty, and homelessness, and at last die without being requited. Is all this consistent with divine justice? Not in the least. Then there must be such an inevitable day devoted to a lasting settlement of all accounts. But many people are blinded to this fact owing to various factors such as whims, covetousness, lack of belief, and deviation from truth. Thus, everything we do in this world, every intention we have, every move we make, every thought we entertain, and every word we say, all are counted and kept in accurate records. On the day of judgment, they will be brought up. People with good records will be generously rewarded and warmly welcomed to the heaven of Allah, where there is eternal and perfect bliss. And those with bad records will be punished and cast into hell. That is, in a word, the day of judgment and final settlement of all accounts. Divine destiny. Qada and Qadr. Al-Qada wal-Qadr. Almighty Allah's knowledge is limitless, and His power to plan and to execute His plans is infinite. He is also the creator of man and his deeds. This does not in any way make man fatalist or helpless. He has endued us with the power of mind in order that we may have the freedom and ability to think, plan and choose our own way of life. But our limited sphere of knowledge and power makes us fail to understand fully or discover Allah's wisdom and justice in what He creates or does. So we should accept in good faith and satisfaction all that Allah does, as our knowledge is limited and our thinking is based on individual or personal considerations, whereas He is omniscient, all-seeing, all-wise, almighty. His knowledge and justice are not limited or encompassed by the narrow horizon or sphere of man's knowledge. Allah's timeless knowledge anticipates events, and those events take place according to the exact knowledge of Allah, without forcing man to take any course of action, whether good or evil. So man bears responsibility in so far as he enjoys the freedom to think and behave. Destiny, in so far as it concerns man's behavior, does not bear any hint of coercion in its Islamic import. It denotes the happening of things according to Allah's exact, infallible knowledge. Now, angels of Allah. An essential article of Muslims' faith is belief in the angels of Allah. We can know about the angels and some of their attributes from the glorious Quran and the Prophet Muhammad's traditions, as these traditions are reliable, infallible authorities on the articles of faith in general, and those relating to the unseen in particular. For as it has been proved in the present age of scientific discoveries, many unseen facts of science which were unknown in the past are now well-established truths. After man has acquired some means and instruments that enable him to learn about and discover many already unbelievable facts of the universe, but all that man so far knows is no more than a drop of water compared to the oceans of the unknown. So, as in every science or field of knowledge, we turn to those specialized or to well-informed authorities. Here too, we refer to the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in matters of religion, as he has conveyed to humankind the revelations and instructions of Allah, the creator of everything and the best to know, with no limits to his knowledge and power, as he is the absolute, almighty, all-knowing and all-seeing creator. According to hadith, that is, sayings of the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, angels were originally created from light, as Adam was originally created from clay. They are purely spiritual creatures who never eat, drink or sleep. Their major activity is to serve Allah, obey His orders and glorify Him all the time. They are numerous, and each of them is charged with a certain task. Jibreel, for example, conveyed the revelation of Allah unto prophets. Some of them observe man's deeds and preserve a comprehensive record of them. On the day of judgment, they will bring forth a full report on man's good or bad deeds, for which he will be rewarded or punished. There are other duties of angels indicated in the Quran. The creation of those great, extraordinary creatures testifies to the infinite, inimitable power of Allah. They also stand as a good example of highly righteous and industrious servants of Allah to be imitated by man. At last, belief in the angels of Allah would enlarge man's horizons of knowledge and make him never feel lonely in the vast universe, as he learns that it abounds with kind and friendly spirits that come down unto good believers with composure and comfort. The close of our words will be, praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. With this, we come to the end of this book, A Glimpse of Islamic Faith, by Ghalib Ahmed Al-Misri. And because of the time left on this tape, we would like to complete it and continue with some supplications and other Islamic material. And some of the supplications are as follows. O Allah, I ask of you integrity and soundness in my religion, my life, my family, and my positions. O Allah, cover my shame, pacify my fears, guard me from what is in front of me and behind me, from what is on my right and on my left, over my head and under my feet. O Allah, grant health to my body. O Allah, grant health to my hearing. O Allah, grant health to my sight. There is no deity except you. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from unbelief and poverty and from the punishment of the grave. There is no deity except you. O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no deity except you. You are my Creator and I am your creature. I try to keep my covenant with you and to live in the hope of your promise as well as I can. I seek refuge in you from my own evil deeds. I acknowledge your favors to me, and I acknowledge my sins. Forgive me my sins, for there is no one who can forgive sins except you. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and sorrow. I seek refuge in you from impotence and sloth, from stinginess and cowardice. And I seek refuge in you from the burden of debt and from being humbled by men. O Allah, make the beginning of this day good and middle prosperous and the end successful. I repeat it again. O Allah, make the beginning of this day good, the middle prosperous, and the end successful. I ask you to grant me the good of this world and of the hereafter. O most merciful of all who show us mercy. O Allah, I ask of you to make me pleased with what you decreed for me. Return to good life after death. And I earnestly seek the pleasure of looking at your glorious countenance and craving to meet you without distress or affliction or misguiding trial. I seek refuge in you from oppressing others or being oppressed, from doing wrong or suffering wrong, and from committing an error or a sin which you will not forgive. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the feebleness of old age. O Allah, guide me to the best of deeds and the best of morals, as none can guide to the best except you, and save me from bad deeds, as none can save me from what is bad except you. O Allah, strengthen my faith, expand my living space, and bless me in my livelihood. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from negligence, degradation, and destitution. I seek refuge in you from unbelief, wickedness, vanity and show. And I seek refuge in you from blindness, deafness, and leprosy, and bad diseases. O Allah, give my soul piety and my conscience purity. You are the master of my soul and the guardian of my conscience. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a knowledge which does not benefit, from a heart which does not tremble, from an ego which is not sated, and from a supplication which is not accepted. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I did, and from the evil of what I did not do, from the evil of what I know, and from the evil of what I did not know. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from ruin and falling, from drowning and burning, from ruin and falling, from drowning and burning, and from senility. I seek refuge in you from Satan's beguiling me at my death, and I seek refuge in you from being bitten by venomous creatures. I seek refuge in you from greed, bad manners, bad actions, bad desires, and bad diseases. I seek refuge in you from the burden of debt, from being humbled by people, and from the ridicule of enemies. O Allah, strengthen my religion, which is my fortress. Make this world a better place of sojourn for me, and grant me a good life in the hereafter, which will be my abode. Make my life increase in all goodness, and my death a rest from all evil. O Allah, support me and help me, and do not let others overpower me. Guide me and make the following of your commands easy for me. O Allah, make me grateful to you, mindful of you, full of fear toward you, devoted to obedience of you, humble before you, earnest in supplication, and penitent. My Lord, accept my repentance, wash away my sins, answer my supplication, establish my veracity, guide my heart, make my tongue truthful, and remove all ill feeling from my heart. O Allah, I ask you for a resolute mind and firmness in following the guidance. I ask you to make me thankful for your favor, to be of good service to you, and to grant me a sound heart and a truthful tongue. I ask you to grant me what you know to be good, and to give me refuge from what is evil, and to forgive me. And you are the knower of the unseen. O Allah, inspire me with good conduct, and save me from the evil of my selfishness. O Allah, I ask you to guide me to the doing of good deeds, and abstaining from bad deeds, and love those who are humble, and to forgive me, and show mercy to me. And if you wish a trial for your servants, take me to you before falling into it. O Allah, I ask you for your love, and the love of those who love you, and for the love of every action which will bring me closer to your love. O Allah, I ask you the best of the request, for the best in my supplication, for the best success and the best reward. Strengthen me, make heavier my balance of good, confirm my faith, elevate my rank, accept my worship, and forgive my mistakes. And I ask of you the highest ranks in the garden of paradise. I ask you for good beginnings, good endings, the totality of goodness, from the first to the last, from within and from without. And I ask of you the highest ranks in the garden. O Allah, I ask you to exalt my fame, lighten my burden, purify my heart, keep me chaste, forgive me my sins, and I ask of you a high rank in the garden. O Allah, bless me in my sight, in my hearing, in my soul, in my body, in my conduct. Bless me in my life, in my family, in my work. Accept my good deeds, and I ask of you a high rank in the garden. O Allah, I seek refuge in you against difficulties, calamities, troubles, oppression, and the ridicule of enemies. O Allah, O controller of the hearts, keep my heart firm in your religion. Keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, grant us increase and not decrease, honor and not dishonor. Give us your favors and do not deprive us. Prefer us, let not others be preferred to us. O Allah, grant us the best of outcomes in all our affairs, and save us from disgrace in this world and from punishment in the hereafter. O Allah, grant us fear of your, as will come between us in acts of disobedience to you. Such obedience to you as will bring us to your garden, and such certainty that the calamities of this world will be made easy for us by you. Let us enjoy our hearing, our sight, and our faculties as long as you grant us life, and let it be the last to be taken away from us. Avenge us from those who have wronged us, and help us against our enemies. Let no calamity befall our religion. Let not worldly affairs be our greatest care, or all about which we know. And let not those who have no fear of you, and who do not show mercy toward us, rule over us. O Allah, I ask you to bestow your mercy on me, to forgive me, to protect me from every sin, to give me a share of every good, and to grant me the attainment of the garden and salvation from the fire. O Allah, leave not for us a sin which you have not forgiven, nor a shortcoming which you have not concealed, nor a worry which you have not removed, nor a debt which you have not paid, nor a need from among the needs of this world or the hereafter, the fulfillment of which is beneficial for us and pleasing to you, which you have not fulfilled. O most merciful of all, show us mercy. O Allah, I ask for a mercy from you, by which you will guide my heart, settle my affairs, remove my worries, protect me from what is unseen to me, make my face radiant, purify my deeds, inspire me with wisdom, avert calamities from me, and protect me from every evil. O Allah, I ask you for success on the day of judgment, and a life of happiness, and the rank of the martyrs, the companionship of the prophets, and victory over the enemies. O Allah, I ask you for correctness of belief, for a faith which leads to good conduct, for a success which results in eternal felicity, for mercy, health and forgiveness from you, and for your pleasure. O Allah, I ask you for health, for integrity, for good character, and that I may be pleased with my portion. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of myself and from the evil of every creature which you are grasping by its forelock. O my Lord, keep me on the straight path. O Allah, you hear my words, you behold my situation, you know what is open and what is hidden within me. Nothing is hidden from you. It is me alone who is in need, a humble seeker of your forgiveness. I beseech you, with humility in my heart, with trembling and fear, in prostration and utter helplessness. O Allah, grant me soundness of belief, goodness of character, forgiveness of my sins, and your eternal pleasure in the hereafter. May Allah's blessings be upon Muhammad and his family and companions. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And with this addition, we come to the end of tape 2, which we presented at the beginning of it, the book A Glimpse of the Belief of Muslims, Aqeedah, by Ghalib Ahmad al-Masri. This all was read by Ahmad Izzat. Thank you.
انتهت هذه المادة ولكم تحيات اخوانكم في شبكة الألوف والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.